From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 70 years ago this spring, university students around Germany built bonfires of books. The torchings began just a few months after the Nazi Party had taken power. Mobs eagerly destroyed scientific, political, and literary manuscripts that threatened Adolf Hitler's view of the world, an act that's remembered now as having presaged the burning of people. NPR's Emily Harris has this story of one German who has spent much of his life building a memorial to the book burnings.
Georg Salzmann grew up in central Germany in a family of Nazi supporters. He served in the German army for the last 4 months of the war.
On the 7th of April 1945, when the American army marched in, my father shot himself. I was still a soldier. I was on my way back from the hospital, and when I came home, my father was already dead. Then with the war over, I had to confront my past, the past of the family. So I started to read political books about the Third Reich and the Nazis.
Political and scientific books that clashed with Nazi thought were among those burned in 1933, an early purge of impure elements. But it was the literature that was also burned that inspired Salzmann.
These books should be remembered because of what they say. All the burned authors think in a humanistic way. Stefan Zweig, for example, for me is a prototype of a German humanist. That's a theme through all the literature. You find nothing from these authors that glorifies war. They promote international understanding, tolerance, and with some exceptions, pacifism.
Salzmann haunted used bookshops around Europe and perused catalogs for years. His passion led to a collection of 10,000 books, all kept in the basement of his house near Munich.
Das ist das Archiv. Diese zwei Reihen sind alles Thomas Mann. Das ist der komplette Leon Feuchtwanger.
Surrounded by overloaded shelves, Salzmann rattles off his darlings. The complete Thomas Mann, the complete Leon Feuchtwanger, all the works of Georg Herrmann. Guy Stern, an expert on the book burnings, is familiar with Salzmann's collection.
Some of these authors belong to the canon of world literature. Some of them were obscure even in their own times. Or some of them were very popular, but rather as, you know, entertainment literature, trivial literature, but none of them were really, if they were in opposition, they weren't really spared.
Stern is co-curator of a new exhibit at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, documenting the impact the book burnings had in America. About a dozen of Salzmann books are on loan there. He's hoping to sell the collection intact before he dies. All the books are first editions, but prospective buyers say the $800,000 Salzmann wants is simply too much. An associate of Salzmann, though, claims there's another reason.
It was in every city, and that makes them ashamed.
Wolfram Kostner is an artist who has created temporary commemorations of the book burnings. He believes Germans are uncomfortable remembering the bonfires because many were largely organized by German students, not by the Nazi Party.
They did it in the very nice, famous central places in all the cities, in Berlin, in Munich, in Kassel, and so on. And that makes them ashamed. That's not a good feeling, that it was in my house, in my family, in my city, in every city. You don't find a place in Germany if it is not contaminated.
Many cities in Germany are holding readings and exhibitions to mark this year's 70th anniversary of the book burnings. But Kostner points out that only a handful of the at least 30 German cities where people burned books have any permanent memorial. Collector Salzmann wants his books to become a commemorative library where Germans can read the works that entrance him.
Ein Schulbeispiel. Stefan Zweig hat nur einen einzigen Roman geschrieben.
I just want to tell you one example. Stefan Zweig's only novel, called The Impatience of the Heart. Believe me, I'm a tough guy, but I know it's just fiction. But reading this book, I felt the pain until I cried.
That's a story about an Austrian military officer who falls in love with a disabled Jewish woman. He decides a union is impossible, and she commits suicide. One of thousands of tales once deemed dangerous and committed to the flames. Emily Harris, NPR News, Munich.